from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Honored to be on their show earlier today. Danny and Matt do an excellent job interviewing people.
Afternoons on the Score.
And the pitch to Arenado. Fly ball, shallow center. Horner going out and calling. Nico's there. And it falls in for a base hit. Crow Armstrong came in. There was confusion between Horner and Crow Armstrong. And the ball game is tied 4-4. Nico looked like he was calling, and then he thought that he heard Crow Armstrong calling him off. So Nico bailed out, and Crow Armstrong then belatedly tried to make a running shoestring catch and could not do it. And the ball game is tied at 4.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dude, that inning was so brutal, that eighth inning collapse on Saturday, and things had been floating along with the offense, with Paredes and Bellinger out there together. Nico saying, as you'd noted last week, this is the best version of us yet.
Well, the offense, I mean, this is what I'm struggling with, because the games feel meaningless.
Let me interrupt for a second, because that was the point about Saturday. You were starting for, I think, the final time, really, at least for people that I was interacting with, to really maybe believe them. Maybe they're going on this magical run. Maybe it's happening, because the offense was happening. They looked like they were about to take their third against the Cardinals. And then that thing was just it was a sadistic punch in the gut, because the defense had been good. Then the defense falls apart, and the bullpen, it falls apart. And that loss Saturday was mean. It was mean to anybody who had reinvested, to the point that last night's win doesn't even feel like anything. So, but I think we're back to a state of mostly emptiness. But Saturday, it had gotten to a possible meaning.
But that, to me, that's too zoomed in. Because like, if they win 4 of 5 the rest of the way, then that's going to be more than enough to win a wild card.
But I'm zoomed in.
I know. But what I guess what I'm saying is that, like, Jed said that how the offense performs in August and September will matter. And so far, it's performing well. The fewest runs they've scored was in that Saturday loss, and it was still 4. It wasn't a shutout. The other wins, 6 runs, 6 runs, 5 runs, and 13 runs. So in the last 5 games, they've won 4 of them, and the offense has been good enough to win in all 5 out of 5 games. So Jed is watching the games with meaning through the prism of the offense. It's hard for me to watch the games with meaning through the prism of 8.5 games out of the division, 6 teams in front of them for a wild card spot, and the impossibility of separating. Are they performing better because they're out of their 2-month slump, or are they performing better because the pressure is off? It means less if you perform well in games that don't matter.
Yeah, I guess I don't believe that the pressure is off. I think they're still driving it hard, and they're still trying to win and feeling.
So you will look at these games like they are games when they're in the thick of a pennant race, or in the thick of, you know, at the beginning of this season?
I don't know if I'll look at it that way. I know that there is a level of emotional investment still for them.
I do too.
So
I do too.
Yeah, I don't look at this as officially eliminated, because you know, or because they're not. So yeah, I don't look at it as completely out of it because they, the calendar still says they have a shot. It does. Like at the deadline, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers were on the fringes of the wild card race last year, and they made their charges and made the freaking World Series.
They've got a 7% chance to make the playoffs, according to FanGraphs.
I know. But it, you know, and Jed can look at that, and we can certainly look at that as talkers. But if you are zoomed in and you're living it day to day, I felt a level of investment again of like, oh, maybe this is possible. Maybe this is just a little bit possible. Like and against my better interest, because it had just started to look so damn good. And there was on the precipice of winning, of maybe trying to sweep the Cardinals. So look, in terms of judging the offense and the big picture stuff, but I'm saying Saturday, I still felt zoomed in. I absolutely still felt zoomed in.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you felt zoomed in Saturday and then they came back and won on Sunday, taking 3 of 4 is still great.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if it matters, taking 3 of 4 is great.
Yep, Saturday left a mark. Okay, so,
but so that's putting more of an emphasis on one loss than 3 wins, which is not terribly logical.
But I have the entire season to go along with the one loss.
But that's zoomed out.
Uh-huh.
So you're assigning a bunch of weight to the whole season on the loss. And I'm not. This isn't like a gotcha thing. This is an. I genuinely don't know. I am putting less value on these performances because it feels out of sight, out of mind. Like. I know they are professionals, and they still have, you know.
But what's out of sight? The games,
the playoffs, the games themselves, the relevance, the talking, the attention in the city, the pressure.
Gotcha. It's not out of sight for me. Maybe that's it. In terms of like, I had a Sunday show to prep for. I'm watching and thinking about it, and it like I think there does become a split. You know, when a baseball season feels lost, where it is out of sight for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's not out of sight for me just yet. But it's just not.
I'm wondering what, like.
That's the source of this tension in this conversation.
Yeah, I think so. And because Jed said he is going to be evaluating these last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if they perform well, it will make him feel better heading into this offseason that the offensive slump was an aberration. And I would say, okay, reasonable-ish, but if they perform well and still finish under 500 and miss the playoffs by a healthy margin, so then none of the games in September really come with a lot of pressure attached to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's an opportunity to confirm what he believes and maybe not make enough moves.
And in legitimately meaningless baseball games. Not meaningless for the guys back at the baseball card or a contract incentive or an arbitration hearing or whatever. But in terms of whether they win or lose the game, they are rapidly approaching, if they're not there yet, the game's not meaning anything.
Yeah, they're approaching that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
They're not there yet. They're not there yet, and it's like,
but
they've backed themselves to the point that like all they need like a 10 game winning streak or a 12 game winning streak to have any possibility. But those things do happen in baseball. Hell, 20 game losing streaks happen yet. So I'm not there to simply evaluate based on the big picture. I find myself still looking at the very, very slim chance. So, you know, it's weird, man. This season has messed with me. This season has absolutely messed with me along the way, because it's just, it's weird, and the whole sport is in a place where, like, the margin of error is just so freaking thin. The difference between so many of these teams is, like, it's just so small, the difference between decent and bad. It's unbelievably narrow. It's always been more narrow than every sport, but it feels even more narrow now. And I don't know if the extra wild card is a net positive on the experience of the baseball season. I really don't. Like, it's rendered the buyer's seller thing at the deadline to be much less binary than it used to be, in terms of a conversation where it's just, and this is what counsel was saying yesterday, is like, it's an opportunity to make a transaction. You know, it's just like, it's not, it, because they didn't buy or sell. And we spent so much time about whether they were going to buy or sell, and a lot of teams didn't necessarily buy or sell. They kind of tried to do a little bit of both and mix and match.
I think for the business of baseball, having more teams be in it is why they do it.
Yeah,
and because you saw a thing like the Diamondbacks happen, where you get in and then you make a run all the way to the World Series.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's producing a better experience or not. I find the deadline kind of transformed, and you have so much time of, like, waiting. Are they going to make deals or not? Well, they got to wait till the draft. Remember how many times Jed told us, well, we got to wait till the draft?
Yeah.
That's maybe the calendar's stupid. Maybe the entire baseball calendar is stupid in that way, and the draft ought to be in August after the deadline. I mean, you know, it's like, maybe they ought to do it that way, so that, and move the deadline up and move the draft later. So because that, if that really is the case,
well,
if
you move the deadline up, even fewer teams will sell.
I want more incentive for teams to get aggressive earlier in a year, because I firmly do believe that if the Cubs had added a bat and added a reliever, regardless of what I thought at the time, if they'd added a bat and added a closer, I think the season could have been very different. I think we'll look back and think that. I certainly think it right now.
Let's hear how Boog Sciambi handled the Nico Horner, Pete Crow Armstrong miscommunication, because we have a new submission into our very valuable collection of oh-nos.
In the air, center field, Horner is out. PCA. Oh, no! And we're tied up at 4-4.
It's a pretty good oh no.
It's almost too, like, celebratory and excited.
Oh no!
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost a little too, he's almost too happy to be oh knowing.
Oh no!
It's a conflict. I don't know what to do with that.
He knows it's insane.
Yeah.
He knows it is unequivocally crazy. Listen to the fans too, man. I don't like how many Cardinals fans are cheering at that point.
In the air, center field, Horner is out. PCA. Oh no.
Oh.
And we're tied up at 4-4.
That's a loud batch of Cardinals fans,
yeah,
at Wrigley Field on a Saturday.
There's
man.
A lot of them.
Woo!
There's
that's
certainly
loud.
A lot of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, not sad enough. You're right.
In the air, center field, Horner is out. PCA.
Oh, no! No!
That feels false.
Thank you, Shrift Dog.
That feels
that's
phony.
The tone. That's the tone that I want my own nose to have.
I like Owen. Owen's...
Center field, Horner is out. PCA.
Oh no.
See,
yeah,
that is,
yeah, that's yeah, the best one for sure. Yeah, although Max is pretty good.
Max
yeah.
is good.
In the air, center field, Horner is out. PCA.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What was Owen's oh no again? Did he drop something during picks? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Like Fruit Loops or something?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think he dropped his, like, spoon or something.
That's right.
During the picks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you drop the spoon. I mean, yeah.
God, dumbass.
Yeah.
Hold on to it with your little tiny kid fingers.
Yeah,
dude.
I think he was 2 at the time of the oh no, maybe 3.
Speaking of dumbass, can I tell this texter to go screw? I was talking about how, like, I was really upset that with myself that I hadn't been able to find the Olympics on Peacock. And this guy texted in and said, a search for Olympic streaming took a whopping 5 seconds. Pretty lazy, or dare I say stupid. Sorry, Spiegs, but my five-year-old told me he knew where it was. It's Scott in Woodstock. Hey, Scott, bite me. All right, buddy? I'm already feeling down. I share that in a vulnerable moment, and you come in kicking me harder than even before.
I got you, Spiegs. Scott, if your five-year-old can find it, maybe you should give that kid a little bit less screen time and do some parenting.
There it is.
Thank Get you, him Shane. Outside.
Thank you.
Play fetch with him.
God, calling me lazy, dare I say stupid.
Fetch is a great game with your kids.
God, Scott.
As is running laps, and how fast can you get from there to here? Can you do it faster just to tire them out? Showed Owen the stopwatch on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Can you run 3 laps around the kitchen in 30
seconds? That's tremendous.
And he's like, yeah, I definitely can. And then hit the start and stop with the stopwatch, and then he does it, and I'm like, I don't know, buddy. That was pretty close. You think you could do it faster? He's like, I could definitely. And all of a sudden, he's run 9 laps around the house.
Hey, Owen, can you and Eli do the Oklahoma drill for Daddy real quick?
Anything to tire these maniacs out. I swear to God, they're never tired.
How fast can you nap? Huh? Can you play the quiet game? Can you be quiet for an hour?
Oh, and when's the last time you took a dent out of a car? You want to give that a shot?
Here, grab this boiling water. What kind of plunger is that?
Dad, this plunger is too nice.
This part of the car is too dense,
Your
Dad.
Car's too dense. The Urban Gray is nice, though.
Need that validation from Owen.
I really do. I really do. I'm not getting it anywhere else. It's Parkinson Spiegel at the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.